Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Judy Weaver.
I'm a yoga teacher. I've been teaching since 2000. And in 2007, a young man came into the studio that I teach at, which is Yoga South in Boca Raton. And he had 5 tours in the Middle East. He was an Army Ranger. He came home diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, some neurological disorder. And he went down to the Miami VA hospital, and the doctor who diagnosed him, he was very forward-thinking and suggested that he go find yoga to breathe and move while he was going through this. And when I met with Bo, he told me this, and I told him, you know, I know what ALS is, but I really don't know. I'll go do the Google thing, and I'll let you know, because he wanted to do private sessions twice a week. So I went home, and I read about it, and I talked with my husband, who happens to be a veteran, and my husband asked me, he said, you see the outcome. Do you really want to work with the student? And I told my husband, I don't know why, but I feel compelled to do so, and yes, I am going to. So I worked with Bo and his family for over 2.5 years until Bo passed on. And what I discovered was that it's the quieter side of this yoga practice that really kept them out of depression and kept them positive, moving forward. And in my world, my watershed moment of where I started to shift away from just teaching yoga to seeing how this practice can really affect and help people's lives. So I went to the movie The Hurt Locker in 2009, which won the Oscar. This movie is about a unit in Iraq, and their job was to defuse IEDs, which are improvised explosive device or a bomb. And what I observed in this movie was seeing that the main character, whose job was to actually defuse those bombs, he was happy-go-lucky, he was easygoing, he was taking his safety equipment off, and he was doing a job that really should scare the pants off of you. And when he came home between deployments, he was in the grocery store, and the man was scared to death. There was too much stimulation, there were too many choices, and he heard a noise in the aisle next to him. He hit the ground, and you knew immediately he was back in Iraq. When they show the flash forward where he goes back to Iraq on his next deployment, there's that easy-go-lucky guy. And after the movie, I turned to my husband and I said to him, I said, that's upside down. What I see is our military trains our soldiers to be totally present in chaos, which is war, but they do nothing to train them to be present in peace coming home. And I told him I can fix that that's upside down. I reached out to a Vietnam veteran, a Marine, who I had taught to be a yoga teacher a few years before that, and I asked Ralph to bring me veterans, and I would teach free classes. And that started in 2010 with one free class in Boca Raton, which is when we received some funds, we bought T-shirts, and we found that our soldiers and everybody who comes home, they are no longer part of that unit when they separate from the military, and they no longer have that community. So by them joining our community, they get T-shirts, they get mats, they get classes at no cost, their family members can attend, and it creates this new community. And it's been the most rewarding thing I have ever done in my life. We're currently in 24 states in Washington, D.C., and 6 countries.
Judy Weaver with a story about helping soldiers.
Full disclosure here, Michael, not only am I a yoga teacher, but I also have done a lot of work with veterans. So right off the bat, this story went right to my heart. You know, it's said so often that the quickest way to go from one heart to another, the quickest way to connect is through a story. How much more so when it's a story where you can instantly relate to what the storyteller is talking about on one or two levels, because you're already halfway there.
Yoga does help you maintain a healthy lifestyle, and to add the benefits for soldiers compounds the usefulness of yoga.
Knowing anything about yoga, you would know the words yin and yang and the opposites. And here she finds this character in the movie that she refers to, who is perfectly comfortable in war and perfectly a mess in the supermarket, and how that is upside down. It's almost like the yin and the yang are mixed up, you know, that you've got these two sides and they're the opposite way they should be. And so I love whenever there's a strong symbol or a topic in a story like yoga, like veterans, and we find the symbolism throughout that story. And in this case, I think the theme of upside down, inside out, one way, another way, two halves of a person coming together, and I think it really fits beautifully in the story, and it expresses so well how yoga fits so well with what her client was going through and what so many veterans go through, because it's pulling back that other half of themselves, coming to terms with both sides of their personality.
And I like how Judy takes you through her decision process and how she's volunteering to help these veterans.
Yes, this is a case in which you find out so much about a person by having her explain what she did. Not necessarily so much about what she thinks, although we've got some of that here. But what we really know about a person is how they behave in the world. And we learn from a personal story like this, we learn who this person is. She doesn't have to say, I care a lot about volunteering in the community, I feel a responsibility, et cetera. So she doesn't have to say that. We see her in action because she did this, and because of feeling this way, she did this.
Judy in the story mentions that she had a watershed moment. What is that?
Well, something changed. And the best stories reflect change not only in the storyteller and not only in the characters in the story, but also they cause some sort of change, some sort of transformation in the listener. If Judy just had a normal day teaching yoga, there's no story. What is a story? Why, of all the random moments in her life, why did she choose these to tell? Because something different happened. She was transformed by this experience. Now, sometimes people can only see the pieces put together of something that happens in a day or maybe in a week or something. But a better storyteller or somebody more in touch with the arc of their lives, and by arc I mean the narrative arc of their lives, this happened back then and this began a trajectory and here's where technically some linguists will call this the conflicting action, the resolution. We can say it was the crisis and resolution or the problem and the solution, however you want to say it. Moments of big change make great stories. Here's a caveat. Sometimes we say, this changed everything. I'll never be the same. And it's not the case. We take two steps forward and we take one step backward in life very, very often. But hearing this story, I believe Judy. I believe it in the sound of her voice and the way that she comes across as very strong and very authoritative and very effective and efficient. I believe that this changed her and that she's capable of changing many lives.
Karen, I understand a new series of story slams are beginning.
Yes, we've got a story slam in celebration of Banned Book Week. This is at the Broward County Main Library at 100 South Andrews Avenue. And that is at 2 o'clock on Saturday, September 23rd, free event. And then I think that we're at the 15th, 16th year of Vox, the Story Slam at Florida Atlantic University's Boca Raton campus, 777 Glades Road, and that's 8 o'clock on Sunday, September 24th, also free. For information on these or other storytelling events, or to tell a story on the Public Storyteller, please send me an email, cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.